Kendrick Lewis, safety for the Houston Texans, joining me now. Hey, first training camp in Houston, and it's a little bit different, but it's a little bit familiar. You've got Romeo Crennel here. What's it like having your old defensive coordinator, your old head coach from the Chiefs here?
It's really good. You know, he's the one who drafted me to Kansas City. You know, I'm real familiar with his scheme, his system. So, you know, me coming out here and knowing the defense, I get to help guys out, you know, who's still on the edge of learning the defense. So it's just a great feeling knowing that I can be a sense of, you know, I know what's going on. I know, you know, what he expects and how he expects his defense run.
How energizing is that for you? Because this is a new chapter in your career, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, it's a fresh start. It's something that I was looking for, you know, and it's just great energy all around, all across the board. It's great to come out here with new teammates, my brothers now, you know, and, you know, build camaraderie amongst each other to, you know, get familiar with each other.
How have you gotten better, do you think, you know, from the end of the start of January to now?
Film, me working on film, me working on my man coverages and stuff like that. Things that I felt like I struggled with early on in my career, I toned down on as far as my health, you know, and things like that. I just really focus on those things, those areas to help me become a better player.
You're on a defense that was loaded with a lot of great players last year. You've got some guys, you know, in J.J. Watt, he's a great player, but Clowney could be a great one. Cushing's a great one. What sort of ceiling do you see for this unit?
I see familiarity coming from where I come from, but I don't like to compare. I know we have talent here. That was one of my reasons of choosing coming here. I know we got a good front seven, and with the addition of Clown, it makes it even better. So, you know, we just trying to build a camaraderie amongst each other and become one team, one sound, and just put our best foot forward.
What is DJ Swearinger like to play next to?
Oh, he's a very energetic guy. He's a guy that, you know, up-tempo every day. He's going to give you his all every play, every time he's out there. And it's something that, you know, both of us feed off of each other.
Does he ask you any tips? I mean, he's talked about how much he's learned this offseason, how much what you've just talked about, film work he's done. Yeah. Have you seen that out of him?
Absolutely, absolutely. Me and him study a lot of film. If he sees something on film and I'm not with him, he comes to me and be like, hey, Kay, what you think about this? And we share notes and we share things that we may have run across. Say, for instance, he's on the field and something happened to him. He might come in and say, hey, look, they hit me with this. And that's how we share information.
You've hydrated 2.5 hours of practice, and you're as cool as a cucumber. You're not breaking a sweat, man. I'm going to let you get out of this and go have some fun, all right?
Appreciate you, Drew. Thank you.